Item number four is 2023 budget amendments.
Matt. Your mic's off, I think.
Thank you. So we have two items to discuss within this agenda topic. The first is there's a new request process in the 2023 budget where departments are able to request funding for initiatives outside of their budget target, their budget that meets the target that they've prepared for the 2023 budget request. And we have two items for behavioral health services that we were hoping to fund that we were unable to accommodate in our 2023 budget request. The first item, and I'm sorry, let me explain this a little more. So we'll be requesting these of the county executive for consideration for inclusion in the 2023 budget that would be outside of our normal tax levy target. So I'm sure that many departments will put forward recommendations like this, you know, the parks, the zoo, sheriff, etc. And then the county executive and his budget team will select from those projects the highest priorities to fund in addition to the department's base budget. So the two items that we are including as those requests that we were hoping to include in the budget but could not accommodate are just additional funding for staff increases. The major concern, we're still seeing a lot of vacancy and turnover internally, just as we're hearing from our provider agencies, continuing to have difficulties retaining qualified staff. So we're including $300,000 request for ongoing pay increases. We're also including a request of $100,000 for marketing and outreach. That's a topic that we hear about a lot. We hear about in the mental health board's public comment meetings. We also did a staff budget survey this year, and that was a very high priority item. The highest priority item was the need for staff increases, but marketing and outreach ranked very high, just needing both external marketing to make individuals more aware of what services are available, especially with new clinics opening. Really want to increase awareness of those options, but also training and outreach and understanding for our service providers to better understand the full spectrum of health and human service care in Milwaukee County to better educate them on what services are available for the participants they are serving. So just wanted to inform the board on that topic. The other item is we did receive an amendment request from board member Neubauer. So I know that she is on the call. I'm not sure if she would like to speak to this item.
Barry? Hi, Mary, your mic is off. Do you have any comments on this?
Sorry, I was having technical difficulties. I wasn't able to hear what Matt said, so if he could just please brief me, I apologize.
Sure. So Mary, I briefly talked about a new budget process this year where departments are able to request additional funding for services outside of the normal budget request. Through that process, Behavioral Health Services is requesting additional funds for staff salary increases and additional funds for marketing and outreach. And then I introduced the sole budget amendment that we received, which was the additional jail diversion associate district attorney position put forward by yourself.
Yes, and I just wanted to mention that as a representative on the Mental Health Board of the Mental Health Task Force, that the task force had testified on the district attorney position and feels very strongly about it, having had been supported by the MacArthur Foundation, and that we realize that DHD does fund other positions, but feel that that is a critical position to continue to keep people out of corrections and into the community with community-based services, and would ask that for support of the Finance Committee to take $100,000 out of reserve to continue to fund that position, and that you know, we have the pipeline to prison problem within the county, and that we've worked very hard at the local and state level to get mental health courts into place, and we continue to work on that. We've got a lot of changes coming up in the legislature and in the Senate, and we don't know what's going to happen. And I'd hate to see that position go away. And I know we have investments in our budget as it stands, but feel very strongly that we keep this position in place.
So it's currently filled, Mary, with somebody, and do we have a sense as to how effective the current position is?
It's been a very effective position. As far as what the contact has been, I don't know. I guess I can try to get further statistics, how many people have been represented by the assistant DA through the funding that came through MacArthur. I don't have that information, but if it's the will of the Finance Committee, I can try to get that information.
We're not, I don't know if we want to delay the recommendation in, you know, just to get the information. It would be interesting information to have, but if it's going to cause a delay, I think we need to go with the recommendation as it stands, unless others feel differently.
Tom?
Yes.
Ms. Kelly, I have two questions. One is, so how come the district attorney's office doesn't put this in their budget? That's the first question. And if they didn't want to fund the whole position, would we not split this cost with them? And then the third, I guess, issue is, why does this have to come out of reserve? Why couldn't it go in the county exec extraordinary request?
I guess maybe it could, Kathy. I ran into the dilemma of not knowing exactly where it should be funded through. And so that's where how it got assigned to reserves. As to the question about why it couldn't be split with the through the DA's budget, I guess that's a reasonable request.
Well, I mean, I just think this person works for them.
Right. We are funding another position through BHD as a liaison, and not knowing all the technical aspects and elements,
So Mary, maybe Matt could respond, and I think John Schneider also wants to comment on this.
Okay.
Yes, so, Matt, so good questions. Yeah, accommodating this in the district attorney's budget or sharing this with the district attorney, that's not something that we've brought to them yet, so that it could be a possibility. I'm not familiar with their budget. I think the interest here is just in identifying a fund source to continue this due to the expressed importance of this position from the Mental Health Task Force. As far as Board Member Eiler's comment about can we incorporate this into that county executive request, we'd be happy to do so. We could look to that process first, and depending on whether or not that's successful, then look to reserves if it is not successful later in the year, and move forward with a budget amendment that way, and simultaneously engage the district attorney about potentially sharing the cost or looking at other creative ways to continue to fund this position.
I I have no issue with that whatsoever. I'm looking for a creative way to continue. I'd hate to see the funding lost, because once it's lost, it's lost. Position is gone, and the people that are benefiting from it will have lost the benefit, and that aspect and element of the program is going to be gone then.
So I think the request, Matt, is that we're already in a position where we're projecting a loss of $9 million this year. Can this be funded some other way?
Correct.
So if that's the case, my suggestion would then be, yes, we'll incorporate that on the county executive supplemental request form, and hopefully it's successful through that process. If not, we can engage the district attorney's office on other possibilities to continue this in 23.
And Dr. Schneider, do you have a comment?
I think this position is important as a larger system issue. I have fundamental ethical problems with the Mental Health Board funding this. Disability Rights Wisconsin has repeatedly accused BHD of sending people to jail. Psychiatry has historically in the United States and continues to be used as an arm of the criminal justice system inappropriately in other countries. I find the mental health budget being used to pay for a prosecutor ethically problematic. While there are a number of people who would be helped and diverted, it means money that should be going for prevention and treatment will be used ultimately to send some people to jail, and I find that ethically problematic. I believe it should be funded, but I don't see why it should be funded out of the Mental Health Board funding whatsoever. Those are my thoughts.
Very helpful. So, Matt, you know what you have to do.
I believe my directive is to include this request on the 4,000 form, which would be funded through the county executive's request outside of the behavioral health services budget. Once we have a better understanding of the outcome of that request, we will bring that before the board for next steps.
Very good. Thank you, Kathy, for bringing that matter up.
Tom, I have another question.
Okay.
So, Matt, the $300,000 in salary increases, I mean, clearly that isn't enough to give everybody something. So is that targeted to certain positions?
We do not have a clearly outlined policy on how to distribute those funds at this time, but we would work with our HR department as well as leadership to identify the areas of highest turnover and most need of those funds.
So that number is just kind of a shot in the dark?
It is a number that is an estimate of potential need.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Jody?